This is 7AD, and let's do our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Going very well. The headline that you've got here today that you've sent me is, it's good to be alive.
Well, I think it's always good to be alive, I guess, but given the alternative. But
Yeah,
the inspiration for today's Power Savers is off the back of a phone call I got from Neville, a 92-year-old fellow. He's an electric car and solar enthusiast.
Right.
Actually, anyone in the electric vehicle fraternity will know exactly who I'm talking about.
Morning,
he's quite
Neville.
Well known. The conversation was largely about the leaps and bounds he's seen in his lifetime and the excitement he feels about the future and where we're heading as we transition away from fossil fuels.
Right.
Now, this is an old guy who runs around on an electric bike and anything, he's there. You know,
he's fully enjoying life.
Oh, he is. He's having a good old crack at it. Neville is a huge fan of Elon Musk, so a lot of the conversation revolved around his work, you know, the Tesla cars, Tesla Powerwall, Starlink, the SpaceX stuff. The innovation his organisation has bought into and developed has seen some staggering achievements. Mm. You can't say it hasn't.
No.
On Power Savers, we've talked about iron flow batteries, zinc bromide flow batteries, solid state lithium batteries, green hydrogen generation, e-fuel development, and some of these things are happening right here in Tasmania. Just one email in my inbox this morning, Darren, there was an announcement of a new gigafactory for lithium batteries in the US of an Australian-based manufacturer's product. So
right.
It's actually an Australian-based company, and they're building a gigafactory in the US.
Okay.
Yeah. Should be in Australia, but anyway.
Well.
In the same email, another manufacturer announced the release of solar panels with different coloured cells to try and improve the aesthetics of what we call building integrated photovoltaics, which is, you know, like...
blend in with your roof better.
Yeah. If you want to build a structure out of solar panels and you want green, here's some green panels. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I don't think it'll take off, but, you know, but there's gives you an idea
of
where things are
moving. Well, in
theory,
it's a great idea.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
There's also multi-million-dollar solar wind storage projects getting the go-ahead all over the world in Australia. There's a heap of those in my inbox this morning. This is an interesting one. With the economic turmoil in China at the moment, as has been reported by Bloomberg, it's only the global investment in renewable energy technology that is the only thing that is preventing their entire national economy from completely tanking at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah. And it makes sense, because across the world this year alone, we've seen $346 billion invested in renewable energy.
The new industrial revolution.
Yeah, it's the 21st century, the great gold rushes of the centuries before, except you're mining the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just interesting looking through the eyes of a man in his 90s at the changes he's seen in his life. It's refreshing to see someone so excited by change and with hope for the future. So thanks for the phone call, Neville, and talking to guys like you helps me keep perspective. And the world around us, Darren, it never stops evolving and changing. And if you're scared of change, you'll be frightened your whole life. Speaking of evolution and change, we have a new announcement on the Qcells products.
Do tell.
The entry-level version of their product, which is called the Qmax, we have a new Qmax 410-watt module. It now has a 25-year product warranty, up from the previous 15 years. So
very
now
good.
Across the entire Qcells solar panel range, it's all 25 years now.
Good.
Yep. They're backed up by Hanwha, which is a $43 billion a year turnover, diversified company. They also have listened to the industry and have changed the form factor. So the new panels are not as long and will be more easily fit on a domestic house roof. Solar panels over the last couple of years were just growing bigger and bigger and bigger, to the point we were struggling to get them on your typical everyday house. It was becoming obvious to us, what was the point of making more powerful but bigger panels if you could only fit half the amount on the roof?
Yeah.
It was turning into a false economy. So these new panels give us a better opportunity to maximise your roof's performance. The German-engineered Qcells products are constantly evolving and getting better, and hopefully by the end of the year we can announce a new solar panel product that is in the works. It's fresh out of R&D from Germany, and the factories in South Korea are in the process of retooling to begin manufacture as we speak. So it's all happening. And to say it will be most exciting is an understatement, and it'll be a game changer for the Tasmanian market. So watch this place.
Righto.
Fingers crossed, before Christmas, we'll be able to announce it. Now, the days are getting longer, Darren, finally. Solar systems out in the field are really ramping up their production, and now is when we typically see our heating sales transition over to more solar sales.
Yeah.
And we haven't been disappointed. Commercial solar systems seem to be the order of the day, and the driver seems to be clients' power supply contracts they negotiated a few years ago are running out. In the new renegotiation process, they're finding their new power rates have gone up by 30 to 40%, which has thrown their business plans into disarray. You imagine that. Your running costs go up by 30 to 40%. Yeah. So the consensus among the clients is if I have to pay more money for energy, they would rather invest it into a solar system which lowers their bills and pays for itself in around 3 to 4 years. It keeps their costs under control for the next 25. We've signed up 4 large commercial systems in the last few weeks with more to follow. And when you can run on your own power that you're producing yourself, what power companies try and charge you is largely irrelevant because you're just not buying it.
Yeah.
If you're a daytime business and you don't have solar on your roof, you're missing out on one of the best investments you can ever make as a business. Now, depending on individual circumstances, but we are seeing an internal rate of return of around 30%, which only gets better every time the power goes up.
Yeah.
So if you're a daytime business, look, or you're just anyone who just want to take control of their energy input costs, give us a call on 1300 502 599 or pop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. You know, we've got some amazing finance packages too, Darren. For projects, big or small. Even if it was a $1 million project, we can finance it. That's not an issue.
Hey, most people have to finance a car. Why not solar?
Yeah. So whether you're a mum or dad or you're a big business, we can get this stuff sorted. So there's literally no excuse not to press the button today and start making power.
Yeah. All right. 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, dmsenergy.net.au, and on the Facebook. And if you have any questions for Adrian on the Power Savers Chat, send them through to your Facebook and we'll try and get to them.
Yep. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Have a good week.
You too, mate.